the United States needs to, in every way, at every level, be working on machine learning and artificial intelligence.
What Chairman Bezos wants, Bezos gets. And if that is investment in artificial intelligence and machine learning, he's got more cash than the government has to push that along for right now. Jeff Bezos also invests billions in brain science. Yet Bezos' own education is conventional, public elementary school and high school, Princeton grad. He was a science standout, and his parents pushed him into every available science program out there when he was young. Bezos is a model for the STEM worker of the future, but in 2012, the Bureau of Labor Statistics projected that by 2020, there will be 1.4 million computer science-related jobs available, and only 400,000 computer science graduates with the skills to apply for those jobs. Christian Moshpia says, we should be confident that with models like Bezos, liberal arts still has a strong future. Christian is the author of Sensemaking, The Power of Humanities in the Age of the Algorithm. And he's noticed a troublesome pattern when it comes to people talking about big data.
I think the beginning where I start getting worried was coming out of Silicon Valley, just like you don't need to study, you don't need to read a book, you just need to learn how to code. That's sort of the first piece of evidence that started worrying me. But then Japan pulled out of all humanities and said, this is not really what we need right now. We don't need people that study history or art history or music. We need engineers. And then came the big campaigns of the, particularly the Republican side of the last election that said, you know, if you want to lead a life where you serve hamburgers for others, then go study, you know, psychology or something like that. Bush Jr. was one of them that said, working in Chick-fil-A is the consequence of studying philosophy. And other people said, we don't need more philosophers in this country. Yet I think we need more.
You actually make the case that there are a lot of very successful people and continue to be a lot of very successful people who come directly from the humanities.
That's the irony, isn't it? That once you get above a certain level in our corporations, you end up in among people with PhDs in France, in French or something like that. And that's surprising. So I think there's something about – there's some sort of a glass ceiling that you can hit if you have no rounded cultural side to you. That's one side. The other side is we started looking at the numbers and we found that if you look at general coming out of college as, a philosophy major or a computer science major, then the general view is that people with a computer science major get a job faster and so on, which is certainly the case. But if you look at the top 5% earners in America, there are three times as many humanities majors as computer science majors. And that's not surprising if you think about it from a sort of a general standpoint, but it is not what we talk about in this country. We talk about that the direct way to big salaries and job security is learning how to code.
What is the purpose of a liberal arts education? What in a society does it represent, and why would losing it be a bad thing?
It is the ability to think critically about what's going on around you. It is having a stance of, I wonder if that's true before you just absorb it. I think that's the core of any liberal arts education and having the tools and the reference points in order to do that. And then the second thing is I think the ability to put yourself in other people's shoes. So if you study art and you study the 1920s French art, you have to understand what was that like at that time? What was it like to be Pablo Picasso at that time? And how do you understand what was beautiful and not beautiful and not relevant to him? Or if you want to study Chinese history in the 18th century, you need to somehow put yourself into their world. And I think that's at the heart of any humanities, any liberal arts background is that ability. And it's the same ability you need when you want to understand investors, when you want to understand consumers in Indonesia that buy their first car. So I'm not just saying this for the benefit of beauty. I'm saying it for the benefit of competitiveness.
So logic, critical thinking, empathy, and also a sense of common global knowledge is part of what civilization is, that shared knowledge of liberal arts, liberal education, liberal art history, et cetera.
Right. So what big data doesn't have or what most data, economic data doesn't have is context. It's understanding in which context do I put this piece of data, this piece of evidence. And that's something you learn from the humanities or the liberal arts, is the ability to put things into context.
In terms of the merging of STEM, I mean, part of the problem of this whole discussion is that there's some kind of zero-sum game that's played here. You're either a coder or you're a, you know, a Chinese literature major. In fact, isn't there a convergence of Java coding and understanding world literature and world languages? I mean, can't they all go together?
I hope so. I mean, that's the whole point here, that I think there's been an onslaught on humanities in the past 20 years, and I think it's time that the pendulum swung a tiny bit to the other end. That doesn't mean I'm not into people that build things. I absolutely adore many of the effects of STEM. So I'm not saying people shouldn't study STEM or that STEM isn't a worthy sort of object of study or thing to do with your life. What I'm saying is we need both. We need people that can develop medicine, and we need people that can figure out how to get people to take their medicine. We need to people that can.
It's interesting. I like that.
People that can come up with new technology that deal with our CO2 emissions, and we need to have people that can understand the behavior that lead to CO2 emissions.
So, Christian, I suppose the last thing you're going to tell me is you went to engineering school.
Right.
Did
no,
you?
No, I did not. I studied obscure German philosophy.
How's that working out for you?
Well, I'm all right. I think I'm still struggling with many of the texts, but
yes.
But I think, as you know, as a training in my case in philosophy is a way to think, and that can be applied to many areas. And I think what's on the humanities now is to show how do you apply these things to the rest of the world. And I think that's really on the institutions out there that claim themselves to be humanities or liberal arts. You know, how do you use it? Otherwise, you just educate people for no reason other than just their self-indulgence.
Christian, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Christian Moshpia is the author of Sense Making, The Power of Humanities in the Age of the Algorithm. To hear more from our reporting project examining the future of American higher education, please visit thetakeaway.org/credentials.